From NPR's West Coast Election Headquarters, it's Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. It's Decision Day 2007. We've got up-to-the-minute election coverage.
At this hour, we can't call any winners in the Austin Public School Board race in Minnesota.
It's also too early to say whether protesters in Austin, Texas, will keep Proposition 10 from passing.
Prop 10 would eliminate the office of the Inspector of Hides and Animals from the state constitution.
Okay. In truth, Election Day 2007, not exactly headline-grabbing. By the way, those protests in Austin, Texas, they're actually a class exercise for a community college.
But today, for real, there are a few races for governor and several big city mayors.
But come this time next year, exactly a year from today, America will have full-blown election fever. Or fatigue.
Today we kick off our countdown to Election 08.
And here at Day to Day, we will look at Nevada for the next couple of months. We begin with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. I talked earlier to the Democrat from Nevada about his fight to move Nevada's presidential caucus up to January 19th, where it would have more significance nationally. Senator, Nevada is holding its caucuses in January, the same month as Iowa and New Hampshire. And I'm wondering, does it disappoint you at all that Iowa and New Hampshire are still getting the lion's share of visits from the presidential candidates?
I think that Iowa is getting a lot of visits from the presidentials. New Hampshire is getting some, but not many more than Nevada. The New Hampshire number of delegates is so small anymore, and they're not the driving force of what happens. Candidates have spilled off in an hour in Nevada because we have more potential there. Remember, you cannot win the presidency unless you win the West.
So what are the major issues, do you think, that these candidates need to pay attention to in Nevada?
Well, one reason we have the caucus in Nevada is because Nevada is representative of the entire West. We have a significant minority population in the state of Nevada. We have public land issues, which are present in every state in the western United States. We have a situation where we have tremendous growth. We have good labor representation in every place we go. We have problems with education, just like they have in the rest of the country. And those are the issues that the candidates have to address.
Now, Nevada is an interesting state politically in that it is what's being termed now a purple state. It is red on some issues, blue on others. How can the Democratic candidates tread that line?
Well, in Nevada, we've had, because of these caucuses, we've had a tremendous shift in registration. A lot of it's due to the caucus. A lot of it, I'm sad to announce, is because of President Bush. I mean, he's not... doesn't have a lot of traction there, but we now have a state that has more Democrats registered than Republicans.
Okay, let's talk about you. Do you feel under any pressure to be more liberal in terms of the war and to stake out a more sort of left-of-center position on the war for your national profile and yet at home to be more middle of the road?
No, I feel I have to be who I am. I try to just be as direct as I always have been. We'll continue to do that.
Now, you said you were direct. You called President Bush a loser once. Do you regret saying that?
I've called him a number of names in the past. He misled me and the people of the state of Nevada, and I said that he didn't tell the truth. I did that on two separate occasions. You know, maybe on the loser, I could have had a better choice of words, but that's the word I used, and I immediately called him and told him I could have used a better choice of words. But the liar aspect... I stuck with that because it was the truth.
Senator Reid, a lot of people have expressed their frustrations with the Democrats in Washington, that they haven't moved ahead on some of the issues that they wanted. And I'm wondering if you think that the Democrats in Washington could be more aggressive and stand up to the president more and get some...
I snicker when I hear you say that. Remember, our majority, which I'm so happy we have one, is 51-49. But for 10 months, our majority was 50-49. Tim Johnson had a very, very bad bleed in the brain and was basically out of work for 10 months. During that period of time, when Tim was sick, my majority did not exist. I think it's remarkable we've done as well as we have.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, thank you very much.
You're sure welcome.